You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, setting boundaries, let alone setting financial boundaries, can be very difficult. A January 2024 study conducted by Wells Fargo and the Female Quotient found that one of the only topics that is deemed more socially taboo is, of course, to discuss about money. Of course, in one's own past romantic relationships, it's also another difficult thing to do there. So financial boundaries should be viewed as a positive step towards protecting your financial and mental health, as well as your relationships with those closest to you. And we are joined by Witness Camera to discuss, of course, the how and why that is important, a conversation in today's world that we live in. And I believe he's already on the line. Good evening, Joy, Witness.
Tapelo, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
Good to hear your voice as always.
Ah, fantastic. Same here, man. How was your day?
No, it was okay. We had a few issues this morning because our helper did not get home in time for the kids to get ready.
Yeah.
And so my wife and I were a bit frantic this morning, but
I can imagine.
The day got better.
Yeah, no, it was cold. Mm. Yeah, so this weather
and that came after, and it wasn't the best day.
Sure, nah, man. Sorry about that. We sailed through the day. I suppose that's also a very important thing. We are here. despite all of that, it's great to chat to you again. I think I last spoke to you in January, if I'm not wrong, but
that's right.
Great to chat once again, and as always, we really really appreciate your time, and please tell the madam that we appreciate her as well, for giving us her time with you this evening. But thank you so much. We're talking about boundaries when a witness. You know, this thing is just difficult at a very high level, just to have boundaries as a person, because often when they are modeled with relationships that are either close to us or some family member or loved one, it just becomes even more difficult. And when you now have to talk about financial difficulties, it's a non-starter, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the problem with black tax, and I think that's the actual topic here. Mm. And I see that you put it a bit further down your paragraph.
Yeah.
But that's actually the problem. The problem is black tax.
Sure.
And you get to a point where you feel like you're obligated to essentially provide.
Mm.
For the family.
Mm.
And over time, I mean, it's not something that you will realize early on in life when you start working. And when you start working, you feel like this is something that you need to do.
Mm.
But when you go down the line and then life happens and you have your children and your children's school fees and your children's lifestyle expenses and so forth and so on, you actually realize that, you know what, I shouldn't be extending as much as I am as far as black tax is concerned. That's not your responsibility, in my view.
Mm.
And I don't know what your view is, Tabel.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, I struggled between the two extremes, right? Because I found that in my own experience, and I remember some, 4 or 5 years ago, I was speaking with students at a university this side of Joburg, and I said, I think the foundation, firstly, is just to understand its historical background, where this thing comes from, because it affects people disproportionately, right, depending on their background and history and all that. Because this was systematically done, right, to set some people to be less fortunate than others. And so this thing carries over and over. But it's not only a South African or even African unique phenomenon, right? Yeah, we call it in different ways in other countries as well, but they also kind of like suffer from the same thing. And then what complicates it, I think, is you've got this belief from people who are Christians, right? Right or wrong. Like I said, depends on your background. You've got this belief from people who are Christian who will say, but you are a Christian. You can't not support your family, you know. Despite what may be happening and all that, you can't not support your family. And I always ask that, to what extent? Because if you overextend to your own detriment, you end up doing exactly that. You end up not being able to even support them, you know, because then at the end of the day, it's both you and them that are disadvantaged here because of overstretching, I suppose, beyond a certain means. And so I think it's about straddling between the two, you know, and can be a very murky discussion or a very murky thing to do. But it's straddling between the two and all that. That's how I see it. And I know that's pretty political an answer. You know, but I think it's a very difficult conversation, man.
I wouldn't say it's a difficult conversation. Mm. I think that, look, there's a threshold that you will get to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And once you get to that threshold, you need to keep to it to say, this is my absolute best.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what you need to do for your family. You say, because the thing is, it's not about the amount of currency.
Mm.
It's about what's backing that, which is the love for home.
Yeah.
And once you get to a point where you are comfortable with the amount that you give to home, you will know at any point in time. You could be at 5 or 10 or 15 or 20, in your life, but there's a point where you get where you're like, this is enough. So it's about that love for me to say, this is home and I need to send something to home. And that's what Black Tax is about. If you have to contribute anything more than that, it becomes contentious.
But what are the risks then, Witness, you know, of having those kind of, I've reached the ceiling, this is how far I can go. I love you, but this is how far I can go. What are the risks? You know, because if you just look at it, even at a cursory level, there's relationships that are at risk here. And maybe there's things of legacies where people feel, I contributed to where you are today. You might not have seen, but I've sacrificed this. And in, the money that I could have taken to do this, I took you to school and all that. There's relationships at risk here, isn't it?
No, look, I wouldn't take it that far.
Okay.
I think, this is an individual decision. Because,
I just laugh how straight you are.
I wouldn't take it that far. It's an individual decision. And if you're keen, you get involved.
Yeah.
If not, you're not.
Is it that cut and dry, Witness? I mean, is that black and white?
Yeah.
Yo. That's, I want your spirit.
That's what it should be, actually.
Yeah,
It should be as cut and dry as that. That. That's my view.
And if I hear you, you seem to be saying that's actually love. It's driven by love for you to have this black and white, cut and dry. Otherwise, if you didn't love them, you wouldn't have that.
Exactly. So it's not an obligation. It's a privilege.
It's not an obligation. It's a privilege. Now, let's talk then about, I suppose, people who one might call that they are objectively earning a large amount, right? At least it's larger than what other people might relatively be earning in the family, right? Is there still a need, I suppose, for things like budgeting and other kinds of, money management that still needs to come into this space as you overextend or extend yourself as well? So in other words, should I have a budget item that says so-and-so, whose family this month?
No, look, I think there's a old phrase that says family first.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have to send that money home.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's how a number of money senders have made their money, including the likes of Mukuru and World Remit and MoneyGram and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
You're going to send that money home.
Mm.
That's not going to stop.
Mm.
You're not going to stop that. It's just a matter of getting to a point where you say, this is actually the limit.
Mm.
And that's my philosophy. I don't know if other listeners here have a different one, to say you do whatever you can do.
Mm.
And because over time, I mean, I'm now 40 years old.
Mm.
And over the time, the amount of money you make is, it just keeps on increasing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And at some point, you have to say to yourself that this should be for my family and not for black tax.
Mm. Do you need to prepare your family, maybe, if it gets to that point? In other words, should you have those conversations with them that says, my life is about to change, for example, I'm about to get married or whatever the case might be, so I might not be able, you know, to support, provide as I did before? Or do you just get to, like, this is the last one, by the way? Or do you need to prepare them? And I'm asking because you're saying it's not an obligation, and so that means there's no need to prepare them. But in some families where maybe there is some level of dependence on that money coming through, and when life changes, because life will, like I said, maybe you now are getting married, you know, you can't now provide the same way, you need to, the little that you earn, you know, stretch it for your own family as well, the immediate one, your wife, and then subsequently your kids and all those sort of stuff. Do you prepare them?
No, I don't think that you can, because the expenses of your family are a matter of fact.
Mm.
So you can't say, guys, this is the ceiling or whatever it is. Mm. I think it's more about collaboration at the end of the day. Mm. Whether it be family or friends.
Mm.
And that's the best way you can actually treat it, to say, okay, you know what, guys, we have this expense.
Mm.
And we have to extinguish it every single month. And this is what it is. And it's about getting people together. It's the same as a funeral.
Mm.
Mm. People come together. And they say, this is what we're going to do for
Umufi. Yeah.
And then, so that's what happens over time. You actually get to a point where you're like, you know what?
Mm.
This is what we need to send for black tax.
Mm.
And whoever has what they have will contribute. And that's essentially, look, I've got seven brothers. And that's where we've got to. And when it comes time, we send enough.
Yeah. Sure.
So, yeah.
That's an interesting take, and I'm just trying to frame it in my mind. And I suppose, like I'm saying, straddling between the two, you know, you've got this extreme bit that says, hey, you are Christian, and then you've got this other bit that says, but you need to be prudent at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and like you're saying, all of it must be driven by love at the end of the day and all that sort of stuff.
Correct.
Let's just itemize it, the witness. Well, I think parts of it you've already touched it, but what are those boundaries? Let's just say this, that. Because I want our listeners to move from here with a clear set of, you know, understanding, itemized if need be, what those boundaries should be around finances. Because we were just alluding to a study earlier on when you started by Wells Fargo that it affects even our mental health, this thing. So it's a serious thing. Because if it affects your mental health as well, it means you need to be prudent. You need to come back and pull back the plugs a little bit and say, I'm now reigning and taking control of this thing because it's clearly taking control of me. What are those boundaries?
So I think once it gets there,
yeah,
that's when you draw the line.
In the sand.
Yeah. You draw the line. And I think you are going to be the best person to everyone once you are good to yourself.
Okay.
And so if you're going to get to a point where you don't draw the line and you get into a realm where you are now upset with everyone, that's a problem. Because you don't actually serve your people the way you're supposed to.
Yeah.
So that's the boundary for me. And I can't say an absolute amount because I don't know what the average earnings of everyone here is. It's not about your money. It's about what you feel to say, you know what? This is actually now too much. When you get to that point, my view is do not exceed that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
You continue doing what you can do, but if more is required, it must be gotten from somewhere.
And I'm thinking here about your now loans and stuff that you now have to go, which will further add into your mental problem and financial problems as well. Because you didn't stop.
And the thing with black tax is it should actually never be loans. We don't loan money to our people. If it's a gift, it's a gift.
And especially family, you can't say I'm loaning you this money. Because it almost looks like very unchristian to come back and say, or even unfamily-like, to come back and say, you remember that 3,000 I borrowed you, I want it back now.
No.
Yeah, you'll be called all sorts of names.
That's right. It's not a loan, it's a gift.
So in other words, you should determine how much you are willing to part with and know that you're parting with and you'll still be fine and it's not coming back. Sure.
And then you need to get to a point where you cap that number to say, you know what, at this point in my life, over time, that's what I'm willing to part with.
Yeah. Sure. And then do you need an accountability partner there? I suppose people with partners and wives and husbands, maybe it might be easier. But do I need an accountability partner? Perhaps someone will say, you remember you said this is where you stop. You remember you said, you know, you budgeted for this much amount of money. We were supposed to save this money for this and that. And now you are tapping into our savings and investments. Do I need someone who's going to be always, you know, checks and balances?
Yes, of course.
Now, that as you sorry, witness, as you answer that, I'm thinking about when you're saying yes. Won't that person also be at the risk of also being blamed by your family that, yeah, since wafika wena, umntana wethu sekana lento ukuthi angifuni?
That's always going to happen. But you actually need someone that actually stops you, because the thing with that love is that it actually has no bounds.
Sure.
So you actually probably want to give everything.
Yeah.
To that place.
Yeah.
But someone has to actually stop you and say, no, but we also have our own life. And this is school fees. This is food. This is accessories. This is toiletries. This is our life.
Yeah.
So you need that person, and that person will actually say, that's too much. And you cannot not listen to that.
Sure.
You have to.
Yeah. It's a tough one. well, I think for me it's a tough one. Like you said, for you it's literally just straight to the point. It's actually driven by love, which is the amazing dichotomy to it, and all that. So there must be someone who will hold you accountable and say, nope, this is it. I alluded to this question then as we draw to a close around Christianity being your brother's keeper, you know. How do I say no, being a Christian, to family members, to churchmates, you know, to friends, you know, my accountability partner I know will be there to keep me. But these are relationships. These are people maybe that you also don't want to be seen to be a very cruel Christian, you know, and all those sort of stuff. Being a brother's keeper, because we're always told in church, you need to be your brother's keeper. You know, you need to look after your brother and your sister. In the Lord as well, as much as you look after your own family, you can't be selfish like that and only take care of your family and not, you know, blessed is the hand that gives than the hand that you know, withholds and all that. And these scenarios around hands that, you know, that are being, you know, withheld and a fist, they're not open to get more blessings. It just becomes so theological, like, how do I navigate that Christian space of the two?
I think that it's more Christian to be honest.
Okay.
So just put it that way.
Sure.
Respond to your brother or sister and say, I actually don't have what you need. And that's it. If you don't have what they need,
you can't say, I'll give you that. I suppose, ease your conscience. I don't have what you need, but I can give you that. Is that a thing?
Correct.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And if you don't have anything, you don't have anything. And that's my view, is that it's actually very Christian to be honest.
Even to family.
Yeah. Even to family.
Sure. And you do that with a straight face. You don't
No.
I don't have it. A straight face.
I think Capello, I've now got two children. One is 10, one is 7.
Yeah.
And I think that makes it easier, because for me, that's what matters to me.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what matters to me. So if I can't take care of them, then I can't take care of anyone. So in my view,
Mm.
you have to be honest.
Sure. It's more Christian, to be honest.
Yeah, correct.
I love that. It's more Christian to be honest. It's unchristian to be dishonest.
That's right.
That makes sense. But yeah, thank you
That's
so
right.
much, Christian. When I witness, and I know to our listeners, it may sound very direct. And maybe that's what we needed, because I think some people may have wanted to sugarcoat it and come up with more
No.
philosophical ways around this thing, but boundaries are boundaries, guys, and a no is a no. And I think we need to get to a level as Christians where no is a no and yes is a yes, and we stick to our words.
I agree with that.
Yeah, sure. Any final thoughts there as we round it up?
No, don't pressure yourself. At the end of the day, the family that you start is the most important one. The people that you bring into this world. Whether it be your wife or your son or your daughter, that's what matters. And if black tax is going to come into the middle of that, don't do it. That's
Sure.
my view.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. Sobering thoughts right there. Lots to digest, but I appreciate your time this evening and have a good evening.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so
Cheers.
much.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.